Legal aid lawyers in Victoria are calling on the federal and state governments to urgently address a funding crisis in the system. The Baillieu government's tough-on-crime policy has led to unprecedented demand for legal aid services. Hugh de Kretsner is the spokesman for Community Law Australia. He spoke to Alison Caldwell.
Not just the pressure through Tough on Crime, so there's been a legacy of over a decade of underfunding of legal assistance services across the country, and what we're seeing in Victoria is the latest manifestation of that chronic underfunding.
Victorian Legal Aid won't confirm that they're going to make any drastic cuts at this point. I mean, there have been concerns that they'll lift the eligibility criteria for summary offences so that the only people who receive legal aid are the people who are facing immediate prison sentences. Who would be hardest hit by all of that?
Legal aid have briefed a range of stakeholders, and they've briefed one of those stakeholders being us. So my understanding of the financial position is that they're facing a very significant deficit for the year, and that's been driven by significant increases in demand from private practitioner legal aid grants. We've been briefed on the steps that legal aid considering taking in response to that, and with very limited funds you have to focus on the highest priority clients, and that means that in community legal centres and legal aid commissions in Indigenous legal services, all the time we're forced to make very difficult decisions about who we help and how much we help them. It shouldn't be that way. We should have a proper safety net for legal help in Australia, but what you're seeing manifested in the Victoria legal aid funding crisis at the moment is increased demand, particularly through criminal law issues, family violence issues and child protection issues. They're talking about reducing costs around criminal law grants of eligibility. So this is people facing criminal charges in court and their ability to access legal assistance to help with ensuring that they have a fair trial. But it also masks the broader issue, which is that people with civil law issues like debt and housing, employment, family law issues like relationship breakdown, divorce, family violence, the situation is even more dire there. So there are people missing out every day, thousands across the country. The Australia Institute estimates about 500,000 people miss out on legal help every year because they can't afford a lawyer.
We've got the state government blaming the federal government. The federal government started cutting legal aid 12 years ago. What do we do when it's like that?
Well, we need the state government and the federal government to work together to increase the pool of funding. So,
can you see that happening?
Yes, I can. There is money there. If you look at what the federal government spends on its own lawyers, it spends about $600 to $800 million a year on getting its own legal advice. It only spends about $330 million a year on legal assistance for Australians who can't afford a lawyer. So it's not a question of not enough resources, it's a question of prioritisation of those resources. The state government should do more, particularly as legal aid are pointing to the state government's so-called tough on crime agenda as one of the drivers of demand. It's not an appropriate situation where you put on 1,700 new police, 940 protective services officers, a 3% increase in child protection workers, and you don't plan for the downstream consequences of those changes. So that creates demand in the courts, it creates demands for legal assistance lawyers, and they need to be funded equally to meet that extra demand. And what Victoria Legal Aid's saying is that they haven't been funded properly to meet that demand.
That's Hugh de Kretsner from the Community Law Australia Group speaking to Alison Caldwell.